This is Greg Morelli with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of April 1st, 2018. The Tourism Board of Puerto Vallarta and the LGBT Business and Tourism Association released a lengthy statement about last weekend's attack on a gay man and his husband. Carl Blee and Mark Lange, two Palm Springs realtors who own a condominium in Puerto Vallarta, were walking home from a nightclub early Sunday. A man yelled at the couple, who were holding hands, and then shot them. Blee, who is a military veteran, was hit in the thigh and is still unable to walk. The couple says Puerto Vallarta media and authorities portrayed the shooting as a robbery gone bad, but the men say it was clear it was a hate crime. The shooter who got away never approached the men or demanded money. According to the Tourism Association, Puerto Vallarta remains one of the safest destinations for LGBTQ visitors, not only in Mexico, but on an international level. These types of incidents are rare and extremely isolated. They said last year more than 17,000 LGBTQ international visitors came to Puerto Vallarta for Pride without incident, and it's estimated that in general, about 20% of the visitors to Puerto Vallarta, specifically in the city's romantic zone, are part of the LGBTQ community and safely enjoy the destination without incident. In a statement, the association said, quote, "Our sympathies are with Carl Blee and Mark Lange, and we hope they will continue to return to Puerto Vallarta. And rest assured, we are working with authorities to make our home always a better place." And in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Amy Tyree Berryman, 28 years old, has been the seventh known transgender person to be killed in the United States this year. Police arrived at the Shades Motel early Monday morning and found Berryman suffering from a gunshot wound. She died at the scene. Berryman is preceded by the death of Felicia Mitchell, who was shot and killed in Cleveland, Zachariah Fry, whose body was discovered outside of Santa Fe, Tanya Harvey, who was shot and killed in Buffalo, Celine Walker, who was shot and killed in Jacksonville, Vicky Gutierrez, who was trapped inside her burning apartment, and Krista Lee Steele, who was bludgeoned and stabbed in her home. If the violence against transgender people continues at this rate, 2018 would be the deadliest for the community. And finally, here locally, the Sonoma County Department of Health Services is concerned about an outbreak of syphilis, especially with men who have sex with men and everyone in the homeless community. Syphilis is treated easily, but if left to fester, it can result in a debilitating condition and even death. Getting tested for syphilis is easy and free during a special event coming up this week. The Sonoma County Department of Health Services is partnering with Face-to-Face Sonoma County AIDS Network to provide free syphilis testing and treatment this week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 noon to 4:30 p.m. at the Face-to-Face office, 873 2nd Street in Santa Rosa. You can drop in during these hours and get tested and treated for syphilis, and while you're at it, get tested for HIV and hepatitis. It's all free, and you can learn more at f2f.org. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.